こんにちは、ジャパニーズポット101です。
おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
Hi everyone, welcome to Lower Beginners Season 1, Lesson 3, Networking in Japan. Jesse です。Jesse here.
こんにちは、夏子です。
Hi everyone, 夏子 here.
Welcome to the third lesson in our brand new Lower Beginner series. So Natsuko, what are we going to learn in this lesson?
In this lesson, we are going to learn how to introduce other people with their name, as well as the name of the company for which they work. Jesse,Where does this lesson's dialogue take place?
Ken is at some kind of work-related party and he's introduced to someone new by a colleague.
では聞きましょう。
Let's listen to the dialogue.
ウッドさん、こちらは赤坂デザインの森さんです。
はじめまして。ケン・ウッドと申します。
森です。よろしくお願いします。
森。森は名字ですか？
はい。これは私の名刺です。どうぞ。
ありがとうございます。
Let's hear the conversation one time slowly.
ウッドさん、こちらは赤坂デザインの森さんです。
はじめまして。ケン・ウッドと申します。
森です。よろしくお願いします。
森。森は名字ですか？
はい。これは私の名刺です。どうぞ。
ありがとうございます。
Now let's hear it with the English translation.
ウッドさん、こちらは赤坂デザインの森さんです。
Mr. Wood, this is Ms. Mori from Akasaka Design.
はじめまして。ケン・ウッドと申します。
How do you do? My name is Ken Wood.
森です。よろしくお願いします。
My name's Mori. It's a pleasure to meet you.
森。森は名字ですか？
Mori. Is Mori your family name?
はい。これは私の名刺です。どうぞ。
Yes. This is my business card.Here you are.
ありがとうございます。
Thank you very much. Alright, so in this dialogue we had business cards or 名刺, which are an indispensable part of Japanese business culture.
そうです。That's right. 名刺 usually have your name in big letters, your company name and job title, and your contact details.
If you live in Japan, you'll most likely amass an impressive collection of business cards after just a short period of time. Almost everyone has business cards in Japan, right?
Yes, I'd say so.
And there's a special set of rules or manners that you have to remember when you exchange business cards in Japan, isn't there?
So this. When you hand someone your 名刺, you should hold it in both hands. And when you take someone's 名刺, you should also take it with both hands.
In Japan, holding things in two hands shows respect for the item or the item's owner, right?
That's right. Also, when you exchange 名刺, you should both bow.
Good advice to keep in mind. Okay, now let's look at the vocab for this lesson. Let's take a look at the vocabulary for this lesson. The first word we shall see is...
はじめまして。
Nice to meet you.
はじめまして。して、はじめまして。
Next is,
こちら。
This person, this direction.
こちら、
こちら。
Next we have
さん。
Polite name suffix, similar to Mr. or Mrs.
さん。さん。
Next is
と申します。
I'm name. My name is
と申します。と申します。
Next up is
名字
Family name, surname
名字名字
Next is
名刺
Business card
名刺名刺
Next is
これ
This
これこれ
Next we have
よろしくお願いします。
Nice to meet you. It's a pleasure to meet you.
よろしくお願いします。よろしくお願いします。
Let's have a closer look at the usage for some of the words and phrases from this lesson. What's the first phrase we're looking at?
こちら。
This is the polite version of the word これ meaning this. While we saw in the previous lessons and in previous series that これ is used for objects, in general, it's not used for people and is considered rude if you use it that way. Instead, when introducing someone, saying this is so-and-so, we use こちら。It can also mean here or this way, as in
こちらへどうぞ。
Please come this way or please come here.Now, if you remember the こそあど words which we learned before,
これ、それ、あれ、どれ、
there are a polite set of words which correspond to these, starting with
こちら、
here, this way, this person,
そちら、
there, that way, that person,
あちら、
over there, that person over there,
どちら、
which way, or which one.
You may have heard the word for who in Japanese is 誰.
But this is a very direct and sometimes rude way of asking who. There are two more polite and respectful ways.
どちら様 or どなた.
So make sure you use these words when asking someone directly who they are. All right, what's the next vocabulary phrase?
もう一度お願いします.
Once more, please. This literally means one more time, please.And it's a really useful phrase for when you want to ask someone to repeat something they have said. And now, what's the final word we're going to cover today?
名字
This means family name or surname, while the word for first name is
名前
All right, now let's look at the grammar point for this lesson. In this lesson, you'll learn how to introduce someone to someone else and give their company name. You'll also learn the extra polite way of giving your name.So Natsuko, imagine you're introducing me to someone that works at Air Clarin, J-POD's parent company. How would you start?
こちらは
This is
Air Clarinの鈴木さんです
Mr. Suzuki from Air Clarin. Note that in business situations, last names or full names are usually used in introductions. Here, the の means of or belonging to. So what you're literally saying is, this is Air Clarin's Mr. Suzuki, orThis is Mr. Suzuki of Air Clarin.
Remember to add san after the person's name to be polite. But remember, you don't call yourself san.
Listeners, repeat after Natsuko. This is Mr. Suzuki from Air Clarin.
こちらはエアクレーレンの鈴木さんです。
Now, listeners, you try saying, this is Mr. Suzuki from Air Clarin in Japanese.
こちらはエアクレーレンの鈴木さんです。
Did you get it? Great! I should also mention that with this pattern, you can replace the company name with the person's job title, such as
秘書
Secretary
プログラマー
Programmer, and so on.So you'd be saying, this is the secretary, Mr. Suzuki. Let's hear how that sounds.
こちらは秘書の鈴木さんです。
You can also replace it with their occupation in general. How would we say, This is Mr. Suzuki, a designer.
こちらはデザイナーの鈴木さんです。
Okay, sounds good. So we know how to introduce others. But how do we go about introducing ourselves with the same pattern? Let's use our company name, Innovative Language, for practice.
I'll give my full name. For me, it would sound like this.
Innovative Language の山森夏子です。
Remember how we said that the 私は part in the beginning is optional? Here, we're going to leave it out to sound more natural. Okay, listeners, repeat after Natsuko. I'm name from Innovative Language, replacing name with your full name.
Innovative Language の山森夏子です。
Okay, great. And of course, the same rules about replacing the name of the company with your occupation, job title, or relationship to someone else apply here too. It's very flexible. So if you wanted to say, for example, I'm Natsuko Yamamori, a lawyer, you would say?
弁護士の Yamamori Natsuko です。
Now, Natsuko, this is already pretty polite because we're using desu. But there's an even more polite way to introduce yourself in Japanese, isn't there?
That's right. We just replaced desu with to 申します。
と申します means literally to be humbly called. And it's an example of humble language to lower your position and thereby raise the position of the person you're speaking to. So Natsuko, how would that sentence look now?
Innovative Language の山森夏子と申します。
Okay, listeners, listen and repeat, but using your name instead.
Innovative Language の山森夏子と申します。
Now say the super polite version of I'm name from Innovative Language using your name in Japanese.
Innovative Language の山森夏子と申します。
All right, how did you do?
Oh, a really important point with this, と申します。You can only use it with your own name.
That's right. Because it's humble language, you can only use it when talking about yourself.
Also, remember that you don't always need to say 私は at the beginning.
So, we're almost out of time for today. How did you do, everyone?
どうでしたか?
Please leave us some comments letting us know how you found the lesson.
Want a free way to build your Japanese vocabulary?
Follow our Japanese word of the day at JapanesePod101.com.
Say and hear the word of the day.
Plus sample phrases and sentences.
Get these daily vocabulary alerts on Facebook, Twitter, and the JapanesePod101.com blog.
And add this widget to your own website or blog. They're available in 35 languages. Get these easy instructions at JapanesePod101.com/Japanese-phrases.
Bye for now. じゃあ、また!
See you all next time.
ウッドさん、こちらは赤坂デザインの森さんです。
はじめまして、ケン・ウッドと申します。
森です。よろしくお願いします。
森、森は名字ですか？
はい。これは私の名刺です。どうぞ。
ありがとうございます。